Okay, here is read number one. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Stay home, stay safe, and stop the spread. That is the message this holiday weekend. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, in a statement, urged residents, especially younger people, to stay home for the 4th of July weekend. The coronavirus is accelerating again in Wisconsin and about 30 other states. 20% of Wisconsin's total COVID-19 cases have been reported in just the past 2 weeks, and the majority of people who have contracted the virus are now under the age of 40. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison: tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the mid-80s in Milwaukee, around 90 in Madison. And Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s in Milwaukee and upper 80s in Madison. You're tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number two. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The chairman of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission may be in hot water following an independent investigation, according to a story in the Journal Sentinel. Chairman Stephen DeVogus likely violated the city's code of ethics, lied about his legal representation of a powerful real estate developer accused of sexual assault, and may have promised to reappoint Police Chief Alfonso Morales if he'd agree to fire an officer involved in the arrest of Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown, according to the investigation. DeVogus also refused to answer questions in the investigation, which was requested by the commission he chairs. And the forecast for Milwaukee: tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the mid-80s in Milwaukee, 90 in Madison. You're tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number three. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants all businesses to be on the same playing field when it comes to fighting the coronavirus. On Tuesday, the senator asked for unanimous consent on the Senate floor to pass the COVID-19 Every Worker Protection Act, which she and Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois co-sponsored in May. Baldwin said businesses that do not adopt the CDC and OSHA guidelines don't have to incur the same costs as those that do. The bill requires the Secretary of Labor to work with the CDC and National Institute of Health to create emergency enforceable standards for all businesses. However, Republican Senator Mike Lee blocked the measure, saying that states and localities, as well as individual industries, would be better suited to come up with individual COVID-19 standards. You're tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number four. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Bucks this week announced a program to partner with basketball star LeBron James and his voting rights group More Than a Vote to make Fiserv Forum available as a potential voting site. James of the Los Angeles Lakers wants NBA arenas and other sporting locations to serve as large polling sites for the November presidential election. The NBA star wants people to be able to cast in-person ballots in a safe way in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Senior Vice President of the Bucks, Alex Lazary, said in a tweet that they are looking forward to working with the city of Milwaukee to ensure people can safely exercise their right to vote. Outside tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-60s. You're tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.